Would you like to hear the song? If you go to the Federalist, Troy Pullman has a couple of songs there. I have it posted and published in today's pile of prep. Couple of things to note about the transvestite lunatic that's screaming all about, oh, look, here they come. Mom and dad, mom, 2x2. Oh, then they come, you'll hear this, 3x3. Three mothers and then four dads. It goes all the way up to 9 before the video finally runs out. And P is full of pride. Why are they promoting the sodomite agenda with such vigor now, ladies and gentlemen? That's a question to ask. We have a story here from WPDE.com. President Biden, I'm sorry, regime leader Biden issues proclamation recognizing June as Pride Month. Can I ask a question? What was the sin that got Satan and the 3 billion demon souls God created kicked out of heaven? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. What was the sin that got them all kicked out of heaven? Not a trick question. Just curious. Bum, 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 bum. All right, enough of that. Pride. What was the sin that is the original sin that caused the fall of man? Thanks, Adam, in the Garden of Eden. Pride. Is it any coinkini? Now look, in both instances, an entire, how should I say this? I'm sure if I say it wrong, I'll get corrected, correctersons. Corrected, correctersoned. It caused an entire species or race of creatures known as angels. Not all of them, but the ones that threw in with Lucifer. Caused them all to be damned to eternal flames and damnation. That's how powerful one act, one sin of pride is. You're gone, you're kicked out of heaven forever, and you're sentenced to the lake of fire. The sin of pride committed by man against God and against his handiwork, which is man's, his creation, is such a grave and mortal offense that God uses it and used it to justify changing paradise into the fallen earth that we live on. It's important to put these things in perspective, I think, because no one ever does. The sin of pride is nothing to be laughed, is nothing to laugh about. It's certainly nothing to proclaim an entire month to be celebrated. You might as well say, we celebrate sodomy and the acts that are committed. Look, I'm going to give kudos to Joy Pullman and the editors at the Federalist because they published what she wrote full throat without any editing. Let me get to the money shot on this. Okay, here it is. This repetition and saturation strategy has been deliberately used to normalize certain sexual behaviors and attitudes. Ladies and gentlemen, they're pimping this now to 3-year-olds. They'll work their way down to infants, but it won't matter to infants because infants aren't at the age or have the capability to reason yet. They're still in the care of their parents. It's gone from 8-year-olds, dude. To 3-year-olds, dude. This repetition and saturation strategy has clearly been deliberately used to normalize certain sexual behaviors and attitudes, both in children and adults. We've recently seen everything from a cross-dresser on Sesame Street to a homo wedding on the PBS children's show Arthur. LGBT consciousness is so pervasive that Americans think six times as many people are sodomites as actually identify as such. By the by, the number is pretty consistent. Don't look at the youth number because that's just peer pressure. Look at the elderly number, 45, 55, 65 and up. It's less than 2%. There are six times as many people are LGBT as actually LGBTQ, RSTO, N, and E that actually identify so, and each successive generation exhibits higher rates of LGBT identification. Now that's because of normalization, socialization, social pressure. That's not because of genetics. That's not because they're born sodomites. It's because they're told, commit the act of sodomy, reject God's nature, reject the nature, the God of nature, and reject the natural order that he created. This is an outrage and an offense to God. Look, God will not be mocked. You should expect to see natural disasters out the wazoo in June if this continues. Now, what is it now? Oh, miniature, please. They're scaring the children. What are we supposed to do about it? Seek out the Sacred Heart. Seek it out. Pray to it. Ask it for mercy for you and your family and your parish. Make acts of pious supplication. Fast. Like, for example, today, all of you Crusader Knights out there, I told you this last week, no one ever pays attention to anything I say. So I'm sure that not one of you heard it. So I'll repeat it again. You're like, you didn't see that. Yes, I did. Today is the day of prayer and abstinence. Because first Saturday is coming. You want to make reparations for this? Don't eat meat today. And just offer that up as a sacrifice. Now, you don't have to, but you can. I'm asking everyone to. That's a Crusader Night. If you want to join us, please do. Joy Pullman. The problem is that these sexual behaviors and attitudes are not normal. They are dangerous. In the first place, the only thing that sets... Now, I have been talking about this for 15, 20 years now, that I am not going to let you come on this radio show, and I'm not going to do shows about it and about the subject about LGBTQRSTLNNE and children without discussing the act. You're not going to get away with that. Because what they want to do is, oh, this red rainbow flag. Oh, look how pretty color the flowers are in the floor, in the floral pattern. Oh, look, it's all nice. It's all such happiness, gumdrops and rainbows and sugar and spices. Let me describe the act of sodomy to you and see how much fun it sounds like for a three-year-old and an adult to be engaging in, okay? That should be your response. Okay, fine. You want to do that? Let me describe what's going to happen to the three-year-old and what the adult's going to do to it. Now, how much fun do you think waving your rainbow flag and feeding the little kid rainbow-colored cereal and telling him it's okay to do certain things? This is beyond demonic. This is hateful. This is spiteful. This is a hatred towards children. From the same generations that get such joy and got their jollies and their rocks off, murdering the soon-to-be-born or contracepting away the never-to-be-conceived. Is it so hard to believe that they actually relish the mental anguish and the depriving these children of actual childhoods where they are loved and cared for by actual parents, as in mother and father, not a woman pretending to be a father or a sodomite faggot pretending to be a mother. Miniature, please, you can't use that term. Yeah, we should always not use any quote offensive close quote terms when we're talking about pederasts. Joy Pullman. In the first place, the only thing that sets LGBT people apart from others is their sexual behavior. Do you understand that? It's what they do. Finally, someone other than me has stumbled upon this irrevocable and undeniable truth. The difference between you and I and the sodomite or the lesbian that runs around and boasts and brags about such, they're asking you to accept an abnormal behavior. Sexual behavior is normal. And again, when you describe it and say, oh, okay, so it's normal to fill in the blank, people go like, no, that's not normal. Yeah, that's what you're, when you go and buy your pride check cereal or whatever it is. Joy Pullman, therefore, to talk about the LGBTQRSTLNNE community with preschoolers is to talk about sex. And not sex as in age-appropriate basic human biology. Men have certain body parts, women have others, and together those parts can make babies, but R-rated sexual techniques like anal sex, oral sex, and masturbation. Congratulations, Nickelodeon. You helped create Viley Cyrus and a slew of other former child stars. Miniature play, that was it, that did that. Whatever. Let's corrupt them while they're children. Joy Pullman. If you think any such things are appropriate for discussion with a three-year-old, please let me know so I can make sure you never get near my children. You haven't even heard the song yet, folks. You haven't even heard what they aired. Now, when this came up yesterday, Richard Barrett's producer, Justin Redman, and I showed and I was playing the video in here. Justin insisted that I'm not buying it. Nickelodeon would never do that. That's a spoof. That's someone that has made that video and is passing it off as Nickelodeon. I went, dude, Joy Pullman nails this thing. She's one of the better journalists out there. There's no way she got duped into believing that that video was made by someone else and not Nickelodeon, and she bought it. No way. Later on yesterday evening is when Justin sent a signal text out to all the Crusade Channel crew going like, King Dude was right. Joy Pullman nailed it. Nickelodeon is completely behind it, and they posted the video on their YouTube page. Do you know how many parents rely on Nickelodeon to babysit their sniveling brats? Millions. They just plop them down in front of the iPad or whatever and turn Nickelodeon on, and bam-o. You get this.
These families. Hey, Blue, look at all these families. Hi, families. It's time for a pride parade.
By the way, that's a dude masquerading as a chick on the video, and there's the dog, Blue's Clues, in the foreground, cheering it all on. Please note that the transvestite, transgender, whatever the hell you want to call this sexually deranged cartoon loser, has a microphone in one hand that's pink. Gee, I wonder what that might symbolize. And the microphone tip has a Black Lives Matter fist on it.
Families marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. families marching one by one. Hurrah, hurrah. This family has two mommies. They love each other so proudly. And they all go marching in the big parade. Families marching two by two. Hurrah.
They're all hurrah. Waving rainbow flags.
Families marching two by two. Hurrah, hurrah. This family has two daddies. They love each other so proudly. And they all go marching in the big parade. Come on, friends. Families marching three by three. Hurrah, hurrah. Families marching three by three. Hurrah, hurrah. These papas are non-binary. They love each other so proudly. And they all go marching in the big parade. Families marching four by four. Hurrah, hurrah. Families marching four by four. Hurrah.
Now, wait a minute. Minutes O'Connell, please. And all you go, ear bleach, please. No, you don't get any ear bleach. They're playing this to 3-year-olds. They're broadcasting this. And you wonder why. You wonder why. We insist that it is of utmost importance. It's not enough to withdraw your consent. It's got to be done. We have to make and construct the alternative, whatever that may be. Maybe it's no television. Okay, fine. Turn it off. I agree. Maybe it's people... Men and women of Christian good, Christian men and women of goodwill, maybe make an alternative. Children's Network, or children's or series of children's shows. You might even just have to go back into rebroadcast Romper Room, and old episodes of Captain Kangaroo. If the adults out there are screaming for ear bleach because your intellect is going wrong, 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 sin, 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 what do you think is happening to the tender, beautiful, easily corruptible little souls and intellects of 3-year-olds, dude?